It was dark by the time I got into familiar country again. Off to the north, I could see the caprock brooding in the moonlight, and off to the south, I could hear the bullfrogs croaking along the creek. Up ahead, I could see the dark outline of the machine shed. I'd been gone for days, and I had notched up some pretty exciting adventures, but it would be good to be back home again. I wondered how tight the security had been in my absence. I had a pretty good idea, but I decided to give it a little test. Instead of coming into headquarters the back way, I marched right past the house and the machine shed, the vital center of the ranch operation. No challenge, no warning, no order to halt, no barking, no nothing. I mean, the whole place was exposed like an open wound. Any scoundrel could have walked in there and had himself a picnic. I went down to the gas tanks to see if Drover, my assistant head of non-security, was pushing up Z's on his gunny sack. He wasn't there, so I moved on down to the corral. As I approached the saddle shed, I heard voices and slowed down to a stealthy walk. I kept close to the fence and crept up to where I could see and hear.
"I'm tired of playing tag," said Pete.
"And I'm tired of chasing crickets. I kind of miss old Hank, don't you?"
Pete's head shot up.
"Oh, Hank, now there's an idea."
Drover looked around.
"Where?"
"Why don't we put on a play?"
"A play? What do you mean?"
"I'll be Hank and you can be Rufus. We'll make it a comedy on Hanky."
"A comedy? You mean, we'll make fun of him?"
Something like that."
Pete flicked the end of his tail back and forth and rubbed up against the post.
"Now, wouldn't that be fun?"
"Well, it might be, but I bet Hank wouldn't appreciate it."
"Oh, of course he would. You know what a wonderful sense of humor he has."
"I do?"
"Certainly. If he has a single fault, it's that he's always making jokes at his own expense."
"Hank does that?"
Pete went over and started waving his tail in front of Drover's eyes. The little mutt's head went back and forth in time with it.
"And besides, Hanky's not around, remember? We can do anything we want, and what he doesn't know won't hurt him."